Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is Annie okay with this?
Did you ever have parent? Did your parents, Katie, like ever tell you like nothing good ever happens after?
Yes. It was in college though. They told me that, and that was after midnight.
Were they correct?
Yes. Totally. Very correct.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
And I said that I relayed the same message.
It disintegrates rapidly.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like they tell you that nothing good happens after midnight, and then you're like, I got to see what's happening after midnight, baby. What's
and
going on?
We will
train,
do
baby.
An after show podcast with what happened after midnight when Katie was in college. I've heard some of these stories,
no. Annie Fry after dark.
Yes. That sounds like a terrible idea.
It's just her sitting there in her sweats.
Hanging out.
Eating ice cream. Watching Fox
Facebook
News.
Facebook and her husband.
Shut up, kids. Hannity's coming on. For the second time.
Annie Fry
it gets real good right here.
Dark. Yeah, we're just watching Hannity over here. Oh, man, that's a great point. He's talking about Seth Rich. Annie Fry after dark.
He's made this point 72 times already. I got to hear the 73rd.
Tell me how long the...
The real tragedy is about how accurate that is.
I know. It's so accurate.
I am so tragically boring.
You ready for this?
Yeah. You know what I'm okay with? Being tragically boring. Okay,
all right. There's the first one.
Keeps
second
one
jail. Is get ready to embrace your inner child. Ball Pit Party is coming to Play Arcade and Kitchen in Mayfield Heights. I wanted to say Maryland Heights. That location doesn't matter because it's in Ohio. February 7th and
off
February
8th.
This adults-only pop-up bar features 500,000 LED illuminated balls that sync to the music.
You worked real hard on trying to get through that by yourself.
Annie, are you okay with 500,000 illuminated balls that sync to the music?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there we go. They're lighting up.
Are they playing this music in the background?
Yes, yep. They are.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
That's lighting a pop-up bar. There we go.
Get it down,
I'm trying to screw around the Katie's.
Are you okay with, whenever I read this article.
I hate ball pits.
Yeah, adult ball pits.
I'm not okay with any ball pits.
Ball pits.
Talk
are you okay
about
with
wearing...
child ball pits? They're
petri.
No, you, Katie.
Yes.
Let's talk about where to go to get coronavirus.
Yeah,
yes, exactly.
The ball pits.
They're petri dish. Because the thing is, you can't sanitize a ball pit.
Nor
no,
can you. Nor can you see what has happened in them. Like any playground is covered in kid germs. It's part of it. You get your kids exposed. They build an immune system. God is an amazing designer. But a ball pit is just like an offense to any parent. And when they go in there and the kid disappears underneath, you're like, what's down there?
No.
What could possibly be swimming in that area?
Ugh.
Oh, barf.
Something
no ball pits.
Sunk to the bottom.
I used to love them when I was a kid until I spent 3 days in one at a Chuck E. Cheese.
And no one looked for you.
Like, no, my parents had an APB on me. They could not find me.
It was last week.
Yep, that's right.
My parents last week, they said, Ryan, you want to go to Chuck E. Cheese? And I said, why would I say no to this? But then I got in the ball pit.
Yep.
And I missed a couple days of work.
That's all she wrote.
With an eclectic menu featuring dishes like squid ink flatbread, shrimp encrusted pig's tails, and prune donuts, London chef Lee Tiernan's restaurant.
But did you die?
Black Axe Mangal serves up some of the most interesting fare you can find on his side of the pond.
I don't even know the words you're saying.
Interesting is a word.
Named by randomly making three selections from a list of words, Tiernan and his wife, Kate, decided they liked Black Axe Mangal, began as a pop-up restaurant, rear of a nightclub in Copenhagen.
I'm not okay.
What about pop-up restaurants in general?
Is that the question?
That's my question.
It was not your question.
Because I knew you weren't going to like the food.
We only have 6 minutes left here.
Have you ever heard of one of those or been invited to a pop-up restaurant? Like a... Yeah, one of those things. It's like a chef shows up one night and cooks food.
I've only ever seen them on Hallmark
movies. As much of a foodie as I am.
Yes, you are.
I was just explaining how nothing really beats a Lean Cuisine Smart One when my husband doesn't come home to cook because we're really advanced in our house. I think that's cool. I know. I will say that at Disney World, a lot of the restaurants that are at Disney World, especially Disney Springs, which is basically the outdoor mall, it's got a lot of high-end stuff, a lot of shops that aren't high-end, just big brands. But a lot of chefs do put down roots there, and they have, like, there's a place called Chicken Guy, and it's Guy Fieri, who of all of the people to watch on the Food Network. No.
I only watch people with frosted tips on that.
It's a lot of Guy Fieri in your life.
That's a lot.
But they do have special restaurants there, and it is a different experience to go eat from somebody who is like a chef who has a thing and is a master at their craft. So I think that would be kind of a cool
Your
thing.
Entire culinary experience is with two blocks of Epcot.
That was at Disney Springs. It's an entirely different place.
Oh, my mistake.
Listen to the podcast, won't you?
Disney up in here.
Exactly. Pixie Dust Podcast. New episodes every Saturday on the Andy Fry Show podcast.
It used to be that an open bar was more than enough to impress guests at a wedding reception. These days, though, people are getting
that
a little more.
Much.
Yeah, that's good. But people are getting a little more creative when it comes to serving adult beverages. One of the latest trends taking place, especially in the Southwest, is that brides and grooms are hiring beer burros, which are pack donkeys that carry brews on their back to serve guests. Andy, are you okay with...
Why are you so shocked by this?
Donkeys serving anything at anywhere.
This is Texas, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Only in Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So sad.
I don't have that one. I have half of my drops.
It would only be better if it also carried like ribs.
Can I just make I'll take this moment to say that you can't do that kind of crap in third world countries that don't have capitalism. So I'm okay with capitalism, and if you have money that you want to spend on donkey beer, I am not here to tell you can't, but
I did not expect to get any kind of conservative spin on that story, so congratulations for working that in.
Right? I'm a professional.
Yes. Clearly. And I didn't know it until today.
And can I just say, this is what I'll say, because this subject makes me mad.
Yeah. When you started talking about weddings and excessive spending, I looked at Katie and I thought she was going to the roof.
Stop with the BS trends to make your wedding the best thing ever. Your wedding is going to be, the best. You got to have the glitz and the glam. Just have a regular wedding where people show up and you have a good time and then you go home and you're married.
Look, how much you think you got to pay that donkey?
Come here, man.
Well, we've learned from today is that Chuck, in talking about why we should be able to abort babies up until the 9th month, is really gets Annie going. And if you didn't hear that, you're going to want to check the podcast, the Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. Don't talk about excessive spending at weddings or Katie will come at you.
The Seattle man who tested positive for the coronavirus after returning from China recently was kept in isolation and evaluated using a robot after arriving at Providence Regional Medical Center Everett. Annie, are you okay with robot doctors?
Yeah, especially for something like this, to be able to give somebody the care that they need and to not expose other people in that circumstance. Although, can you imagine being the person's like, I think I'm going to call the doctor. I've heard about this coronavirus. It was just in Wuhan, China.
Yes, we
this
can
could be
get
serious.
You in at 4.
Yeah. And then you go and you're like, I haven't been feeling well, kind of having the cold sweats. Please come into this room with this robot.
How may I help you?
Very smart guy. Bedside manner's not the best. Sir, just from seeing you walk in, I can tell you need to lose weight.
Okay, This is how the robot apocalypse starts.
That's so
sad.
They
have to be so truthful.
They're blunt. See, a normal robot, or a normal doctor would say, you know what? I'm thinking maybe we need to test your BMI.
Lose a few pounds or something.
He's already made his mind up, but he's going to go through the process. The robot's just going to tell you like it is. You have coronavirus.
He should spice it up if the program were there to like make it a little more easy to hear and not
so sad.
It'd be very sad.
Last one real quick. There's no arguing the Houston Astros sign-stealing scandal has been a black eye for the MLB, but there is a bright side. It has
not going to be a bright side.
The silver lining is that people actually care about the MLB right now. Is it worth it to get more interest in MLB to go through this scandal, Annie Fry?
I don't even understand that question. I know people were suggesting that they shouldn't have even brought it out, that they should have just let it go. Like, there was some criticism on the whistleblowers for even bringing it. Oh, yeah. For even bringing it to people's attention, people suggesting, too, that, like, it's kind of a part of the game now and you should just let it go. I said the other day that the punishing of the Kansas State people, I don't think it was strong enough.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said that the NCAA is the closest thing to pure athletic entertainment that we have anymore. A lot of you disagreed with that. It's supposed to be. I mean, that's honestly, yeah. That's the argument behind not paying athletes,
right.
Is that that's not the point. And then there's, I don't want to talk about that, but I only have a minute. But I want baseball to be as much about baseball as it possibly can be. And if you are flashing your signs as a catcher and the runner on second can see it, and you're putting down just one sign with one finger, and they're like, hey, this is a fastball, and they hit the bomb out of the park because you didn't do it better than that, that's on you. You need to be better than that. But the rest of the technology, I mean, where does that even end? Do we want robots calling balls and strikes? I don't. I want the possibility of human error to exist.
You're out of here.
Yeah.
Here comes that changeup.
Think of Leslie Nielsen punching people out behind them. We need that. We need that in the game. Maybe that will make the people. And stop making baseball, try to make baseball games shorter for people who don't like baseball. If you love baseball, you're not sitting here going, oh my gosh, this is so boring. It's taking forever. Those people want to watch The Bachelor. You don't want to watch The Bachelor. I bet if you were watching The Bachelor, you'd want it to be shorter too. That makes sense to me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.